This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio for the week of April 22nd to the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to welcome in His Honor, His Majesty. Listen, I try every week to come up with something different. It's been a long time we've been doing this, and I don't think I've ever called you Your Majesty.
No, you haven't, and it's about time.
I guess that's probably true.
Yes.
That's why I have done it. Michael
I'm
Harrison.
I'm concerned about your insolence.
Yes, right. That's a lot of people are concerned about that these days. At any rate, Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss a lot of the items that are on the charts, things that are going on in News Talk Radio, personalities and events, all that good stuff. So shall we start as we usually do, Mr. Harrison, with the stories in the People List?
It's been a particularly interesting and colorful, powerful...
Yes, it has been. Yes, it has.
I say that a lot, but this one is really in that category. It's been a heck of a week. At number 10, they're talking about bird flu in cows. At number 9...
I wait till I get a hold of that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the man.
Yeah.
I know everything about birds, and you know everything about cows.
There you go.
At number 9, the U.S.
We have a happy life together.
At number 9, we have the U.S. migrant crisis tied with the homelessness crisis. At number 8, the problems over at National Public Radio, and that's tied with TikTok legislation. At number 7, aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. At number 6, the GOP's MTG problem, MTG meaning Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 5, abortion. At number 4, the presidential race. At number 3, the Supreme Court of the United States presidential immunity case. At number 2, the Trump hush money trial. And at number 1, the student pro-Palestinian protests that are just rocking the academic world from coast to coast. The People Survey at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, your guy, RFK Jr. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And number 6, Manoush Shafiq, the president of Columbia University. Michael Cohen at number 5, Juan Marchand at number 4, Mike Johnson at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and that was the week that was.
Yes, it was, and it still is.
Right.
As we hear, most of the people hear this program over the weekend, the student Palestinian protests and what happened on these universities, pretty disgraceful, actually. That's my read on it. The situation, as it's been described by many in the news media, does not reflect really what's going on. And you could say to me, well, how do you know that? Well, because I have a daughter who's a professor at UCLA, and she tells me what's going on there. That's pretty good representative sampling of, frankly, that type of institution, a huge, the largest governmentally sponsored, if that's what you want to call it, institution, 40,000. Can you imagine? There are 40,000 students on that campus in Los Angeles. 40,000. That's like a city, for God's sakes.
That's why these schools have their own governments. They have
everything,
their own
security
forces, their own police departments, their own health services.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a small city, no question.
Yep. All right, so let's tackle... with your permission, number 10 this week, the story about the bird flu dropping in, if you'll pardon the pun, into the lives of people who drink milk. So more states this week have found bird flu in cows. Cattle is a reference to cows with the uneducated. Cattle usually refers to, in the industry, beef cattle that go to slaughter to be made into hamburger and prime rib and whatever else you get out of a beef cow, which is, you know, usually a steer or something along that line. Anyway, so the FDA has not indicated how many samples they tested, but they have done a lot of running around this week, and they say over the weekend they're going to come up with something they're going to render a more involved overview of the situation. But what they have said, because the news media and social media are stirring the pot here so that people will kind of relax, milk is affected somewhat by the commercial milk supply, by the bird flu. But the cow is affected, but it doesn't affect the milk, especially if it's pasteurized. So even though I'm a raw milk guy, and I've been drinking raw milk, and I'm not worried about it at all, the bird flu has infected, and I use that word advisedly, dairy cows. The FDA says that there is not an actual risk to consumers. They find, as a matter of fact, quote, they do not find that there is any virus in the milk that will be a risk to consumers, quote, end quote. So, okay, you can report that there's bird flu in cows and how to get there, and I will tell you that it gets there because the birds drop poop on the feedlots or out in the pastures. Even the cows eat it, and it gets into their system. The same happens. I mean, there's the geese problem on dairy farms is a huge problem, especially with the young calves, because if the young calves are pastured in an open lot like mine are, then you have this stuff that plops from the geese that's loaded with salmonella. The cows get a whiff of it, and they're dead in 4 hours.
Oh, my.
So that's more of a, way more of a problem. Been around for a long, long, been around since I was a kid, been around for as long as there's been geese dropping poop on pastures. So
I know that geese drop poop on parks, you know, where they have like a lake and people feed the geese and watch where you step.
Exactly.
Is that dangerous?
Yes, it is. It's all that salmonella, although there are three kinds, the salmonella, E. coli, and listeria. Listeria is the worst. Salmonella is the most moderate. E. coli is kind of in the middle in terms of whether it will affect you. But because the stuff, when it gets into your system, causes your system to be disrupted. It'll give you a nausea, you'll throw up, you'll have the poops, you'll feel awful, and then that's salmonella. And then the gradient level goes up. With E. coli, you get sicker, and with salmonella, depending on your immune system, you could croak. Mm-hmm. So, but there isn't, that's not, it's mostly salmonella that we're talking about here in the bird flu. And it has, depending on the species of animal, it has a more negative impact the smaller your system. So if you are a small bird or a small animal and you don't have a, you know, a walloping immune system, then it's not going to be good for you. If humans have a pretty good size and they have a pretty good immune system, so they can fight it off. Cows, bigger, better immune system if they've been fed well. So they're not going to see, they'll have a little sniffle, a little snot in their nose, that's it. And the milk, you know, may have traces of whatever the stuff is, but it's going to hurt you.
Does that help? So that's basically your analysis as an expert that it's not going to be a big problem for the
It's consumer. Been made to be, to sound like a worse problem than it is.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Will this affect your business as a dairy farmer?
Well, I don't milk cows anymore, at least not at the moment. I'm trying to get back to it, but it would affect me if I was selling raw milk, which is what I did for 7 or 8 years on the farm back 10 years or so ago. I milked 150 cows. We sold 100 gallons of raw milk a day and could have sold 200. Wow. There were always a line at the door because people realized that raw milk is much better for you. That is, people who are educated. People who are uneducated think, oh, I better not drink that stuff. Bad. Yeah, no, it's the opposite if it's done well and clean. But today I wouldn't be as eager to drink raw milk only because there are too many questions that have not been answered.
What about, speaking of questions, what about, is it going to become politicized like everything else? Is this going to suddenly be a Republican or a Democrat problem?
No, I don't see that.
Okay.
It's too hard. The fact is, this is the fact. So it's hard to make it. I understand what you're saying, and it's a good question, because everything else has become political. So why not make cows political? That's right. Here's a Republican. The brown cows are Republicans. The black cows are Democrats. How about that? That's it. Who are you voting for? Check the cows.
Wow.
Listen, anything's possible. Who the hell?
My immediate thought about everything these days is, okay, yeah. How is it going to become politicized?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Everything becomes politicized. People have chips on their shoulders on both sides of the aisle, and they're looking for something to complain about.
Speaking of chips on the shoulder, we'll talk about Donald Trump and his legal problems, matter of speaking, in a matter of moments here. Donald Trump. And Michael Harrison. Actually, you've met Trump a number of times. And
oh, yeah. I've broken bread with him.
Yeah, right. I ate at Mar-a-Lago. He asked me how my crab sandwich was. I don't know. And I found him to be very affable. You know what I said on the other hour here? I probably should do a commercial, but I'm going to just a quick reference to AI. What would it be like if we could create somebody that had the policy focus, that is his policies and not his personality? That'd be a great could we have an AI president that represented all the best of Donald Trump and left aside his personality? What do you think?
No.
That's silly?
No, because I think personality is as important in a president as policy, and you're making the assumption that his policies are somehow pristine.
A lot of his policies are more, for me anyway, I'm just talking about me. Right. I prefer most of his policies to Joe Biden's. So,
but again, you just can't make those assumptions when you're talking about broad strokes, what's best for everybody.
I can make them, but that doesn't mean that they're right.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. We live in a great country where everybody has the right given to them by God and the founding fathers to make a damn fool of themselves.
Exactly. To sound stupid. There you go. And you're welcome to do that at any time. Just dial us up at 855-999-3684 and help yourself. It's 18 after the hour here on The Countdown. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calotren, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calotren consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calotren to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison going through the stories, the things that are at the top of one's mind. You know, we think about these college campuses and the student protests and what they know and what they don't know and what goes on, generally speaking, not only on college campuses, but now it's leaking into high school campuses. And what is going on in my community, the high school here, have been fist fights over this stuff in school and outside of school. The more diverse your community is, the more likely, when I say diverse, okay, so there's a lot of Jewish people live in the community, a lot of people that are Arabs and are of Arab background. We have a lot of Palestinians that have family back there that live in the town that I'm in. And so it crept into the high school this week. And then I saw another thing that just disgusted me. The story that's floating around as we get to the end of the week, it's not in the top 10, but it needs a moment or two of our time. This high school athletic director, Michael, you may or may not have seen this or talked about this already, used AI this week to create a fake racist audio of the principal so that the Baltimore school system would get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm. You know how sick? But that's the that's back to the AI stuff.
Well, it's also back to bad character on the part of an educator who did something pretty terrible and was caught, thank goodness.
Right.
I mean, there's always been ways of defaming people. Just creating a voice image, it only gives you a keener way of doing it technologically, but there's always been defamation. There's always been, you know, so-and-so said, or fake pictures, or all kinds of things.
Right.
It's a character issue. It's a character issue more than an AI issue.
You know, that's what they said. The Secret Service removed an agent from Vice President Harris's detail. He got into a fist fight with somebody. They haven't identified this guy, but he was involved in something at Andrews Air Force Base. She was on her way to Wisconsin, and the agent began, as they say, displaying behavior that the colleagues found distressing, and so he was removed. Now, there hasn't been a lot of detail about it, but it had to do with some of this same stuff. The politics, even, you said politics gets into everything.
Yeah.
So let's say you're a Republican and you're a Secret Service agent and you're assigned to Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a difference? With most people, it wouldn't, but it has on a few occasions, and it's led to people getting fired. And, you have to wonder, how is it that politics gets so deeply ingrained in your psyche that that's more important than anything else?
Well,
right?
I mean, that's a big, big problem. We should also understand that all of our institutions, whether it's the medical industry, the educational community, or Secret Service, military, it's populated by human beings who are subject to emotional disturbances, stress, and bias. And not everybody is, well-wired. So you got to keep your eye on everybody. That's why police departments have their own internal police departments to police the police.
What is it, the Internal Audits Bureau, is it the IAB, as you see on TV shows?
Internal Affairs Bureau.
Yeah, Internal Affairs, that's right, too, yeah. Internal Affairs Bureau. So, all right, names in the list this week, some of the ones that we're used to seeing, Biden and Trump and Johnson and... but you mentioned Ms. Shafiq and what's going on with her, and it just brought around, for me anyway, it's distasteful to see all these people that are coming up with nothing when it comes to how they're controlling their campuses, and so we're making that.
Well, the crisis on campuses is just outrageous.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
All right, 34 at the hour now. It's the weekend Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing a lot of the stories, some of the ins and outs of the talk radio world. Happy to have on board two great radio stations, WRHL in Rockford, Illinois, and WDAN down in Danville, Illinois, both carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show and have for a number of years. So good to have you folks along with us. Some of the people that are commenting from those communities and others on the stories of the day we have at the Good Day Networks. By the way, you can get the Talkers list both at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com every weekend. So the folks who have been polled, some of the answers to the questions on our various social media about TikTok, Michael, which is the number 8 story this week on the countdown. A lady named Melody York says, I'm not a TikToker, she says. That's interesting. I was looking at this. I'm not a talker, but it's spelled T-O-K-E-R. But it might do some good to people's mental health. And then again, the whole internet going away would also do things for the general health and well-being of people. Let's see here. Dave Everham says he calls Facebook Fakebook, and he doesn't like X, so he thinks they're as bad as TikTok. And they all use your information, send you fake ads, etc. So it's interesting that people look at this as our problem. You know, the problem isn't just TikTok. It's all the social media. They don't seem to get, they aren't connecting the dots as some of the folks looking at this legally, where the information goes on TikTok is straight to the Chinese communist government. And the stuff, you know, is Zuckerberg as bad as the leader of China?
Well, that's the question. You just hit the question. Is Zuckerberg as bad as the leader of China? I mean, does it really matter who gets your information? The fact is that your information's all over the damn place, and it's being taken advantage of. You know, I don't know how the Chinese government benefits by knowing my private stuff, but I'm not defending that. I'm just simply saying it. We focus on one aspect of a multidimensional problem, and act like there's no other aspects to it. We have a social media problem. We have a digital media problem, and we're out of control of our privacy. And so TikTok, you know, then there's the psychological issues of being addicted to these things. And the informational issue of us being subject to fake news. It's endless. This is a very treacherous period of transformation in terms of the human civilization. It really is that serious.
Yeah, it is serious. All right, I'm looking at another response here as far as stories that have been followed. And Greg, referencing what we were talking about earlier, the pasteurized milk thing, the bird flu. He said that was the number one thing for him this week. Apparently he's in a rural area of a lot of people listening in rural areas around the country to this program about the samples. And he said he reminded us that only one in five samples of the milk had any bird flu virus fragments, which is, again, an underscore of what I was saying. It's not anywhere near as bad as some would believe. Also, here, Donna Alou says, Speaker Johnson going back on his word that he would work on securing the border before allowing the aid package to Ukraine to be heard. So that brings us around to that aid package, which is number 7 on the story list, and Mike Johnson is number 3 on the people list. And the whole kerfluffle, and we have Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 7, who wants to get rid of him, get rid of Johnson, because of this, you know, this among other things. So, what do you think is the relevant connection here, Michael? If, you know, you take this apart and put it back together again, what do we have?
Well, do you want to be Churchill or do you want to be Chamberlain? That's what it comes down to.
Chamberlain was a coward.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, do we really think that war will be
avoided? That's a great analogy, by the way. That's brilliant.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And there's no right or wrong, because if you believe that peace is the way, and that by not arming the Ukrainians and the Israelis, that somehow that will lead to a peaceful world, well, that's then that would be the way to go. The question is that true? You know, do you want Putin to like you, or do you want Putin to respect you? And the same with the Chinese. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there. We can't just hide our head in the sand, or can we? That's what the issue comes down to, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I did ask you, and I'm that's why I want to hear what you had to say. Yeah. So I'm going to make a prediction, all right? You ready for me to make a prediction? This is not a wild prediction. I'm betting, because all this stuff about Weinstein happened at the at the end of the week, so it didn't get a lot of review, but it'll get a lot of review over the weekend and next week. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Weinstein's conviction was overturned, remember he went to jail, where he'd been appealing this for a long time, the 2020 rape conviction, and so I'm wondering, as an observer, you're the most astute observer of not only the scene, but of people in general. So is this another weak spot in Americana? The fact this guy, after all of the testimony, that he could be, that he's free on a technicality?
What we're seeing is the justice system seems to be full of loopholes that protect the famous and protect the wealthy. And there's different layers of justice based upon your economic status and your importance.
Yeah.
And that's the broadest strokes reaction I can give you to this, because I haven't followed closely the details of the overturning of it. He is going to face another trial. The Me Too movement suddenly seems kind of like yesterday's news, which always plays a role in the focus of the media. And it's like, oh, we're going to deal with Me Too again? All of these stories are there for our entertainment. It's crazy. So I don't know, but I do know that if you look at it, it's clear from Donald Trump's situation to Weinstein to all of these that the justice system is not equitable. That if an organization or an individual or a business is powerful, whether it's big tech, big pharma, they get away with murder. And if you're a little schlepper out there, you're in big trouble if you don't have a lot of money. If you get into trouble with the law.
A little schlepper. I like that.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do, actually. We don't have justice for all. You know, but in liberty, what is it? The end of the...
So liberty, justice,
with liberty, and just, justice, liberty and justice for all. That's baloney. That isn't happening at all. It's a matter of fact, if anything, it's the opposite. And the more we focus on some of the vagaries that we have, you know, it's back to what you were saying about how things have changed. The Constitution, as it was written, seems to be, in many circumstances, in many ways, irrelevant. It doesn't address the things that are reality today. So what are we going to do about that? You think you can get enough votes, 36 states, to have a constitutional convention, to come up with more amendments, to make the Constitution itself more relevant?
And do we have the intelligence? Do we have the brain power to put together a constitution that would be as sturdy going forward as the one we've had in the past?
Well, let's say artificial intelligence designs its own constitution.
Well,
how about that?
Right now, artificial intelligence can't do anything that human beings can't do.
If you listen to Elon Musk, by the end of next year, they'll be doing everything and we'll be doing nothing.
Yeah, well, if you believe him, Elon Musk.
By the way, the board of directors of Tesla, he's demanding a $56 billion payday for his leadership at Tesla. And the board of directors at Tesla apparently is getting ready to throw him out. Now, this is a company he founded himself. And, say what you will about it. How often does that happen? Think back to companies that people have created, and then they go public so they can cash in. And then they get a board of directors, and the board of directors doesn't like you, so they throw you out.
Usually this happens when we see the difference between the personality and the capability of an entrepreneur who starts a company, and then the type of people you need to run it after it's already cruising along, you know, at cruising altitude.
Right.
It's a very different thing running an established company, big, complicated company, than it is to start something from scratch and build it to that point. So it's common to see CEOs and presidents and founders suddenly relegated to chairman of the board, which means you're up and you're out,
right?
Because they no longer are able to run the company because they don't have the skills.
Yeah, pretty well. And sometimes they don't have the personality that people like.
Personality, right? Is part of skills.
Yeah, I guess that is.
People skills. You have to. Yeah. There's more to it than just knowledge. But the other thing is that, you know, somebody becomes famous and somebody becomes very wealthy, and all of a sudden they're an expert on everything. That's crap. It really irritates me. And I can't tell you how many times I've said under my breath, who the hell is Elon Musk?
Right. Who does he think he is?
Who?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Elon Musk. Okay.
But, you know, people defer. You know, I can. Yeah, you know, Mark Cuban, expert on everything. Elon Musk, expert on everything. Donald Trump played that to the point that the country has gone crazy, based on the idea that Trump somehow is a superhuman and can figure out anything from fighting pandemics to dealing with international tensions.
Mm-hmm.
We grovel before wealth and fame, and that's one of the problems we have. We don't have critical thinking. And hold people accountable for whatever it is they're talking about, as opposed to giving them a pass because they made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Money rules. All right. It's 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
So this is where you always ask me about who's on the podcast.
Yes, I do.
Well, I had Elon Musk on, but he just called and canceled.
Damn. Really?
I don't know why. I am kidding about that,
maybe
folks.
He's listening.
But you know what we should do? We should have you on the podcast next week.
Okay.
And this week, there is no podcast this week. We had a lot of things to do, and once in a while we skip it.
Yeah, right.
But with this whole cow, bird cow thing.
Yes.
And all the other things in the economy and the farming and the agriculture and changes
radio
in your
show.
Radio shows.
Right.
How would you like to be next week's guest? And we
I would
it
love to be.
Over the window.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, Michael. All right, it's now 10 before the hour here on the countdown. Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss. It's number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free. So there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things. But you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We bring into the fold Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an extraordinarily capable lawyer. He's an extraordinarily capable college professor. He's an extraordinarily capable website creator. He's an extraordinarily capable father, son, daughter. He likes dogs. He's a wonderful guy. All right. So from that.
I feel like it's a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah. Well, listen, we bring him back from the dead and have him write a story about you. All right. So Steve is here every week to talk about the legal ramifications of stuff. And so we've got on the countdown the story list, Trump and his hush money trial, Trump on this trial, Trump on that trial, and the Supreme Court on the presidential immunity case. I'm sure you have a read on that.
Yeah, that I think is probably the biggest thing. And quite frankly, Justice Neil Gorsuch said during the hearing, we're writing a rule for the ages. And indeed, this is a very significant thing. Yes, the discussion is about Trump and whether he can be prosecuted for January 6 actions. But what they're doing is setting a significant precedent about the liability of a president to the criminal justice system. And one of the more interesting things was Justice Sotomayor said, if the president decides a rival is corrupt, can he order the military to assassinate him and then be immune? And the lawyer for Trump said, yeah, if it's an official act, there would have to be an impeachment conviction before any criminal prosecution. So that was kind of a startling thing.
Ooh.
It did, if you know, it's always tough. tough to try and read where the justices are coming from, because often they'll ask questions to expose various vulnerabilities and arguments. But it did seem like they certainly, and not surprisingly, were on board with that the president does have some liability. He doesn't have this complete complete immunity from prosecution. So they seem to be there. But they were breaking down between official acts and personal acts. And the two key things to take from this is, one, since they are breaking that down, the Supreme Court and does not hear, they don't hear witnesses. And so this becomes a factual issue in the particular January 6th trial. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to say he is a president is responsible for personal actions, not for presidential official actions. And it appears that some of these might be personal, but that would have to go back down to the lower court to determine, which essentially says this trial won't occur prior to the election. It is interesting, though, that Trump's lawyer himself admitted that some of the actions that he was accused of were private and not official. So I think what we're going to see is it's going to go down to a lower court. The prosecutor is going to narrow the indictment down to the private things, but the trial, it won't occur prior to the election, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's play this out. Let's take another step here. Let's say he is elected president, which is probably more likely than not, and then he's put on trial. Can he, you know, like at that point, can he, if he's convicted and he's sentenced to jail, he just says, okay, that's fine. I'm the president and I'm not going to jail. I can commute my own sentence. Is that,
exactly.
I mean,
theoretically, he could pardon himself.
Pardon
you know,
himself.
When Alexander Hamilton was writing the Federalist Papers, and when they were putting together the prosecution, the Constitution, there was nobody that ever anticipated the challenges to our system that are presented by the world today and Donald Trump, who takes advantage of what the world today is. So we have no idea, because in theory, it does appear he could lose. Lose a trial, and then pardon himself, and then the Civil War starts.
Yeah, really amazing stuff. All right, let's talk about this TikTok legislation tied into a bigger bill, which is probably a problem in and of itself. But the guy that runs TikTok says, basically, screw you, we're not going anywhere. So what happens here?
You know, there are all kinds of legal issues involved. And this thing, it was really a matter of intrigue how they got it through and then tacked it onto a bill that everybody was going to vote on. The real thing to remember is with various appeals, this thing will be going on for years
in
the course before anything happens. But there is a serious threat of TikTok and the data that they collect going to the Chinese government. This is not something that is insubstantial.
Right. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, going through some of the legal issues with the stories here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.